Chapter 23. There it is at the end of the corridor, a glass door. And behind it are Chris, and on one side of him his younger brother, and on the other side his mother. Chris has his hand against the glass. He recognizes me and waves. I wave back and approach the door. How silent everything is, like watching a motion picture when the sound has failed. Chris looks up at his mother and smiles. She smiles down at him, but I see she is only covering her grief. She's very distressed about something, but she doesn't want them to see. And now I see what the glass door is. It is the door of a coffin. Mine. Not a coffin. A sarcophagus. I am in an enormous vault, dead, and they are paying their last respects. It's kind of them to come and do this. They didn't have to do this. I feel grateful. Now Chris motions for me to open the glass door of the vault. I see he wants to talk to me. He wants me to tell him perhaps what death is like. I feel a desire to do this, to tell him. It was so good of him to come and wave. I will tell him it's not so bad. It's just lonely. I reach to push the door open, but a dark figure in a shadow beside the door motions for me not to touch it. A single finger is raised to lips I cannot see. The dead aren't permitted to speak. But they want me to talk. I'm still needed. Doesn't he see this? There must be some kind of mistake. Doesn't he see that they need me? I plead with the figure that I have to speak to them. It's not finished yet. I have to tell them things. But the figure in the shadows makes no sign he has even heard. Chris! I shout through the door. I'll see you! The dark figure moves toward me threateningly. But I hear Chris's voice. Where? Faint and distant. He heard me. And the dark figure, enraged, draws a curtain over the door. Not the mountain, I think. The mountain is gone. At the bottom of the ocean, I shout. And now I am standing in the deserted ruins of a city all alone. The ruins are all around me endlessly in every direction, and I must walk them alone.